Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Here is poetry from Studio 47 with Patrick Hicks.
This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Barbara Duffy. Duffy was born in Culver City, California, in December 1979, and she grew up in New Mexico. She attended the University of Southern California, where she graduated summa cum laude, and from there she attended the University of Houston, where she received her MFA. Shortly after that, she went to the University of Utah, where she got her PhD. Duffy has written a number of poetry collections, including The Verge of Thirst, The Circus of Forgetting, I Might Be Mistaken, and Simple Machines. Incidentally, her first chapbook, The Verge of Thirst, was published by the South Dakota State Poetry Society when she won that annual award. Perhaps you too might be interested in entering your work for this prize. More information can be found on the web. The South Dakota State Poetry Society, it must be said, does great work for poets across the region and beyond. Aside from that particular award, Duffy has also won the Washington Prize and, notably, importantly, she has won a highly competitive literary fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts in 2015. She is currently a professor at Dakota Wesleyan University, where she teaches creative writing and literature. Today's poem is Wankel Engine. This comes from her collection, Simple Machines, and I like how she explores how machines work, including the machines of our own bodies. I had the good fortune of hearing her read this poem, and I have to admit, I had no idea what a Wankel engine was. I'd never heard of it. It was developed by a German engineer, Felix Wankel, and his first prototype appeared in 1957. It's a clever machine, a simple machine, because it has few parts and it can reach very high revolutions per minute. A Wankel engine has a central rotating triangle that spins quickly thanks to perfectly timed ignition and compression cycles. I'm no engineer, so I had to look this thing up to see how it worked. It was only when I saw it animated that it made sense to me. I admire that Duffy uses this engine as a metaphor for the relationship between two people. This is Wankel Engine by Barbara Duffy. You say all engines move suspiciously alike, each piston in its shaft. Must we build our world in metaphors of ourselves? I ask if you've heard of the rotary engine, a triangle twirling in an oval, opening and closing its valves, intake, compression, ignition, exhaust. Each triangle turn condenses the mix of air and gas in each dwindling chamber until the spark plug lights it, spins the triangle back around. Nothing in nature works like this. It is banned from some races. It takes longer to redline, has none of the most at-risk parts, no crankshaft or connecting rods. In that way, you say, it sounds like you. You wink close the valve of your eye as what's behind ignites.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. All poems used with permission, recorded live to tape at Augustana University, and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.